luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St. Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
Did England get its best finish in 60 years? Is Mbappe in the lead for the Golden Boot race? And how did Didier Deschamps' last World Cup match go? This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you the stories from on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Kailana Krishnamurthy. His final match, or his last dance for Didier Deschamps, as Kylian Mbappe wrote in a tribute post on social media. This third-place playoff marks 14 years for the French coach. And for England? Some may argue it's a chance for their coach Thomas Tuchel to find a way back in the match after facing criticism for changes he made in the semi-final match they lost 2-1 to Argentina.
I think both teams will be feeling quite disappointed in their performances in the semi-final. So I think both will be looking to bounce back from that. England probably a little bit fresher in disappointment, especially since they were leading and could have taken the game away from Argentina. But I think they weren't in the game against Spain.
That's former Matildas goalkeeper Lydia Williams. I spoke to her before the match to get a sense of why this match still matters.
I think they'll be kind of looking to give Didier Deschamps like a really nice send-off. Mbappe will still be looking at that Golden Boot race. I think it is a chance for them just to have a good final finish of the tournament so far and leading into, you know, what will be the Euros, the next challenge that those teams will have.
And she wasn't wrong. For England, their last World Cup semi-final win was in 1966 before their thrilling win today.
I think both teams will go into it with kind of maybe a little bit more sense of freedom just because, you know, they did miss out on the title of a, you know, World Cup winner. So I think it might be a bit more of a interesting game, a bit more free-flowing and a bit more, spectacular in ways because both teams will just want to end on a high.
And they did exactly that for arguably one of the best third-place playoffs. England claimed its third-place win after a 6-4 victory over France in Miami, securing the Three Lions' best World Cup finish in 60 years.
Collected by Rice, is going to have a crack, and he's going to score! 2 minutes and 16 seconds!
Opening just before the third minute, Declan Rice takes the ball off France's Doué.
In from Rice, and into the back of the net. Second goal for England, Ezri Konsa.
Now a second goal from Ezri Konsa puts them in a good spot before Bukayo Saka scored England's third goal past France's Theo Hernandez. And he doubled that in the 46th minute, just before the break.
Pamecano into Elise. Here's Mbappe! Goal number 9 of this World Cup for the French star.
But in the second half, Kylian Mbappe inspired a French comeback.
Barcola, great chance! They've got two!
Tournament and 22 goals in total, moving him ahead of Lionel Messi in the Golden Boot race. And Francis Olise took his assist tally to 7,
surpassing. And he gave England a 2-goal cushion in the closing stages of the match. Bukayo Saka, he can! Great penalty!
And Saka's hat-trick in the 87th minute penalty seals England's win. Only three other Englishmen have done that before. Sir Geoff Hurst, Gary Lineker and Harry Kane. And then England star Jude Bellingham, who came on in the 80th minute, sealed the final goal at the very last minute, the 8th minute of second half stoppage time, marking his 7th goal in the tournament.
Of 2026 for the brilliant Jude Bellingham. France 4, England 6.
Bukayo Saka after the match.
I'd say as a collective, this is what we discussed. You know, we deserve to finish strong for the tournament that we have. We deserve to finish in the highest position that England has seen for 60 years. This group deserved nothing less. And that was the mentality. And you saw that in the first half. We played a perfect first half. And ultimately, that won us the game. And on a personal level as well, I've worked so hard to try and get myself ready for this tournament and be available to produce moments like that. And yeah, for me, it's an incredible achievement. Like you said, there's only four other Englishmen or three other Englishmen that have done it. So yeah, it's a nice record to have now, and yeah, I'm proud of myself to achieve that.
So what does Mbappe think about his chances with the Golden Boot? Here's the striker after the match.
I've said it before, but Leo scores all the time. He'll definitely score tomorrow. I try to score every time for my team. When you score this many goals at a World Cup, it's true that it takes you to a whole new level. But I would have rather not been the top goal scorer and be playing tomorrow's final. I think it's good for everything to do with heritage, and when we stop telling ourselves, I was there on that day. But today, that's not the first thing that springs to mind.
It may not be the final England expected, but today they finish on a high ahead of the Spain-Argentina finals tomorrow. Earlier, I asked Lydia Williams what her thoughts were on both teams.
The way that Spain succeeds is by not letting the other team have the ball, where Argentina only need a couple chances to get that snippet goal, where they are really highly lethal. And we've seen Messi, when he has gotten, I guess, a bit frustrated by not having enough ball or the way the game's going, or if they've been trailing, he kind of takes it up to a new level that, you know, is still quite incredible, and has these players that will do all of, you know, his off-the-ball movements and defensive work for him. So I think it's going to be an interesting game of a team that is going to dominate possession, not have too many chances, and then a team that will try and get on the counter-attack, and when they do, they will be quite lethal.
It'll be a match between the European champions and South American champions.
So it'll be an interesting ebb and flow. I think as Argentina go into it, they will be wanting again to win it for Messi and to have another title. So they're going to be, I guess, the emotional roller coaster. And I think Spain is going to be quite level headed and tactical going about it. But, you know, it might be a Spain that we want to see a little bit more emotion because of the high stakes.
So one of the biggest talking points is from a UNICEF photo that's resurfaced of Lionel Messi holding baby Lamine Yamal. The image was taken in 2007 by photographer John Monfort when Messi was only 20 and playing for Barcelona. Lamine Yamal was just 5 months old at the time, the child of immigrant parents who had moved to Spain. So what happened was his parents had won a UNICEF raffle for a calendar photo shoot with Messi at the iconic Camp Nou Stadium. And this was what Messi had to say.
Lamine is an amazing player who I follow closely because he plays for a club I love, and I always wish him the best and want the best for him. Honestly, looking at that photo is crazy because, well, that's life, right? I took a photo with him when he was a baby, and today we're both facing each other in a World Cup.
It's a pretty incredible contrast. On one side, you've got a 39-year-old Lionel Messi who could be about to end what might be his final World Cup with back-to-back titles. And on the other, there's 19-year-old Lamine Yamal chasing his very first World Cup title. Spain comes into this final in top form, unbeaten in its last 37 international matches and chasing a second World Cup title after lifting the trophy back in 2010. Now Argentina has history in its sights too. If they win, the country will be the first team since Brazil in 1962 to successfully defend the trophy. I'll be back with you tomorrow for the final match against Spain and Argentina, which starts at 5 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. And to catch up on the latest, you can head on to SBS On Demand. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. And to get the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News Headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.